The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:02 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. I haven't seen this before. Coors Pure Light Beer. Organic hops, barley.
What? You like organic?
Pure as the driven snow, Dell. Coors Light.
Why are you saying it like that? Like it's supposed to mean something to me.
Because it means
that's his move when he yells and,
and drags
slowly
out the word.
What? Yeah. You didn't know nothing about it.
You're right.
Your thing
I don't
that you
drink.
Did the other day? Something. James Click. What?
Oh, yeah. We were like, what does that mean?
No one knows.
James Click. What? What?
That's my guy.
I got to find that.
That's
I
my guy.
I saved that.
Oh, put together a great bullpen, except last night? Joe Smith. Joe Smith, well, couldn't you opt out again?
Well, I thought to myself, maybe you should have spent more time with the family.
Maybe you should feed her.
I didn't say that. See, that's disrespectful.
No, it's not disrespectful.
It's a little disrespectful. You should have been just saying this all game long.
James Click, what? I think that puts you in your place right there.
Sure.
I'm sure that won the argument.
Sure. For you, it always wins.
James Click,
what? It always wins the argument.
It always wins the argument. 713-780-3776. Neil wants to get in here and talk about Lance. Let's see what this is about. Hey, Neil.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I've been out walking. I had to wait till I was done to get on this. Lance, you are by far the worst of the three. Because this morning is living proof. There is no longer a doubt. Dell, I thought you were the man. Lance, you take the cake. You are the worst.
I'm not the worst.
Yeah.
What changed your mind, Neil?
Oh, no, it's a fact now, brother.
What did he do?
What did he do?
You said you're on a walk. When did it come to your mind that I was the worst? What happened?
Oh, brisket thing about it being the greatest. When we've seen trash-ass brisket on before.
See, his whole brisket thing. Neil, eat it.
This morning, my friend.
Neil, you might have missed it, but he had some words for you. Something about what? Eat
oh
a what?
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I'm not done with Neil.
He's so petty.
That was so sad that the brisket just bombed them out, and they're like, "Where are we going to use our brisket dough? My name's Neil. I was on a walk. I've been waiting to call for a long time. Lance, you're the worst. You're the worst. I've been waiting for my whole walk, and then now I finally heard you told me to suck the hole. You're the worst."
Oh,
I'm hardly
gosh.
The worst.
We heard him.
No.
If you heard everything, you would know I'm last place.
What did you tell him?
I help interns. I help homeless people.
No, you don't.
I'm the best.
What did you just tell him?
One guy just sits
what
in.
What did you just tell Neil?
Huh?
Eat the A. I didn't finish. Eat the A.
I didn't finish.
Told him to eat the A.
I said eat the half.
No, you did not.
Can you replay that?
No.
I mean, you've had a couple things. You had the thing that you did earlier.
Yeah,
And then this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe relax a little bit. You're aggressive in your responses.
Wow.
Because you know what?
I'm not easily triggered.
You never took it.
Yeah. I leaned into it for a while. No, you caught me at my maddest on the radio. Now I'm like, it's too bad. You lost, Neil. You and your whole band of merry hog swallowers or whatever.
Hog swallowers?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Did you just heard him call
me? No.
In your merry band of hog
swallowers. I don't even know what I was saying there. That doesn't make me bad. That doesn't make me a bad person.
You knew what you were saying.
That doesn't make me a bad person.
Merry band of hog swallowers?
Wow.
Actually, I swear on my kid.
You said that.
I didn't even. It came out worse than I meant for it.
No, it's terrible.
I would like to take credit for coming up with. That was better than I expected it to be, but I actually didn't mean that. But no, I'm not taking brisket slander.
You never took it. You were always upset about it.
No, I took it for a while. No, you can ask.
Ask who?
Ask Texas Cleaver. I took it. I leaned into it. He'd make jokes. Other people, that's fine. I laughed at it. That's
until
no big
when?
Problem.
Until a day
but
in,
now
you're done
you,
for?
Now it's over. Now it's over. Now it's over.
To me, it's just started.
Yeah.
No, it just started.
Oh, guys, Neil, thank you.
I slaughtered people.
I don't know
Sorry.
If you know this, everyone. Whoa. There's a button you can push pretty clearly.
No,
there's
not
a,
anymore.
There's a button you can push. Yeah,
not anymore.
The button is.
I had to waste some guy on Twitter yesterday.
See? The button
is. Oh, you see?
The button is easily available for you to push if you'd like.
That guy from Twitter got stomped yesterday, too.
You guys agree?
And then he posted a picture of his meat, which wasn't even fully cooked.
See?
You made a big mistake,
he
sir.
Can't.
I said, did you blowtorch that? Then I got to go after him, and he almost started Twitter crying.
See, you guys, I don't know if you're
you
aware of this.
Saw the tears
I can
on
see
his
keyboard?
Twitter
tears. You don't even know what your brisket. I said, bro, don't even text me. Don't tweet me ever what? Again with that. But that busted ass meat that you just put on a picture on the on the internet.
Is he a member of the Merry Band of Hog Swallowers too?
Might be. That was an accident. That
Whatever.
Wasn't even intentional.
Whatever.
So wait, your floor guys, the guys that were putting in your floor that
floor
tested
guys.
Your brisket are
this
here.
This is not my floor
that
guys.
That is. It's your floor guys.
That's bull. All
right, let's hear from your
this
floor guys
bull.
That put
I'm,
in
I'm
your,
leaving.
Yeah, here.
Hello, bueno.
Bueno. How are you, floor guy? What's going on?
No, yeah, man. How's up, Mr. John, Mr. Dale, Mr. Lex? Hey, I'm calling because he said he gave a brisket. And, man, I tell you, man, that thing was drier than a Mexican desert, homie. I don't know, man. It made me throw up. It gave me diarrhea, man. I tell you what, man, that was not no wop.
The floor
no,
guys didn't say bueno.
No, he said no wop either.
No wop. It wasn't no wop.
That's not my floor guys. Manny. They're Manny's guys.
Oh, no.
Your guy, Manny.
Thanks,
ask
floor
Manny
guy.
If he's got guys who no. are working on my floor talk like this. He gave us a thing that made off a body. Ask Manny if those are his guys.
They're his guys. Manny
They're his
said,
guys. So
Manny.
Manny's guys talk like that. There's no bueno. He made a thing. There's no wop.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. That's not how Manny's guys talk.
I would have had a Popeye biscuit, man. That thing was so dry, man.
Was
I don't know, man.
This is not
I'm okay
Manny's
now,
guys.
Man. I'm sorry, Mr. Lance, but I have to let you know.
Mr. Lance.
Mr. Lance.
No, that could have been my floor guys who fixed the floor. No, your floor, Manny's floor guys are the ones who were there who I gave the brisket to. Who were trying to fix it. My original floor. Now, that did sound like Willie, the original floor guy that really did a terrible job.
That screwed it up.
The rest of the stuff he did in the house was actually good, but Willie's floor guy was terrible. But yeah, that did sound like. Hmm. And I never gave Willie any of the brisket.
Okay.
Just, Mr. Lance.
All I know is dude knew he had the details.
Yeah.
He was your floor guy.
He would have preferred
it
a Popeye's biscuit.
Ass. What did he say? It was drier than a Mexican what?
Something. I don't know what he said. He would have appreciated a biscuit
something that
instead.
Should be repeated.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Any more people?
We're,
have
see,
tasted
Lance is leaving.
Brisket?
We got to stop. Because
I got to go turn this article in.
That one, he didn't clap back on.
He thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny. Yeah.
That was funny. When? it was so over the top stereotypical.
Oh, all right. Let's get back to something
do we
other
have
than
to?
His dry ass brisket.
Do we have to?
Do we have to, Mom?
I'm having a lot of fun. Shout out to anyone who wants to troll Lance. I appreciate
You're
all of you.
You're more than welcome to get in here tomorrow morning when he gets back.
Yeah, he won't be gone
right?
for long.
Troll. Let's see who can trigger Lance. We should have a segment. Who can trigger Lance? You win a prize.
He gets really angry. Like the hog.
No.
Like the hog swallower thing was the cleanest version of what he wanted to say. So I don't know what he would have said if he didn't catch himself.
Your merry band of hog swallowers. That's a new one.
They all play the flute and then they do that thing.
Oh, it seems like they're traipsing through the woods with Robin Hood and merry band of hog swallowers. Huh. Anyway, let's talk right now about my peeps over at McClenny, Mosley, and Associates. Hey, listen, this is a time of year where you need to think about this because it's coming up. We're coming up on hurricane season, and let's be serious about this now. These guys will review your insurance policy and give you free advice on policy amendments you should be seeking. This is kind of a big deal in that when Harvey hit, there were so many people that whether they had flood insurance or they didn't have flood insurance and they had whatever the case may be, the insurance companies in a lot of instances said, well, no, if you if you had hurricane insurance but no flood insurance, oh, that was a flood. But if you had flood insurance, no, that was a hurricane. So they're going to work this deal to try to make sure that you don't get paid. So what McClenny and Mosley and Associates does, they will review your insurance policy and give you the free advice on how to change your policy so that you're going to get paid in case anything happens. That's why you have insurance, because you want to get paid in case something happens. Well, make sure that you've got the right insurance policy, and do that through McClenny, Mosley, and Associates. And if you're dealing with an insurance company right now that doesn't want to pay you on a claim, you can call them as well. Actually, go to their website, largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, so recapping last night, obviously Baylor won, blowout, great game. Congratulations to the Bears, doing Texas proud. They couldn't have played better. Gonzaga, I don't think, could have played worse. That team was just much better than that all year long. So, big ups to Baylor. They certainly deserve to win. And they are the national champions. They stepped up. And what a huge weekend they had. Holy crap. That was a dominant. They did not sweat. No. Baylor didn't sweat 1 minute of either game.
No. Were they? I know, did Gonzaga get it under 10 in the second half? At maybe a couple points.
Yes, and then they were down to 9, and then it went back to 13 right away.
Yeah, so Baylor, even when you could possibly hope that something would happen, like, nah, we'll get a stop, make a shot, and extend the lead by a couple buckets. And just a dominant Final Four. I don't go into all this team was the most dominant Final Fours, but this one of the more dominant Final Fours I can remember from one team.
Yeah.
To really never be in a battle at any point in the game.
Nope. Rockets lose 133-130. That was too close.
They keep closing the way we like, though.
You know, Kelly Olynyk is just playing. Olynyk is just playing too well. Christian Wood was good. Porter with 9 rebounds and 8 assists last night. He looked good. Mm-hmm. So that's a little scary. Rockets with 22 games left, Del. They're 13-37. 22 games left. How many of those do they win?
You said 22 left? Ooh, what are they on right now? A
5-game losing streak.
No, but a 28 streak right now? Is that what it is?
It was 20, right?
Did it get to 20? Did it stop at 20? Or did it get... I thought... Did it get to 22?
It stopped at 9. It stopped at 20.
Okay. So they're on a 1-26... 1-25, 1-25 streak.
One
right
in 25.
I think they win. You got Minnesota coming up. You got Indiana and Orlando. I say they go 1 out of 3 there. I say they win 4 more games. They go 4-18.
Well, that's scary, because if Orlando goes winless, then you're tied with them, because you've got a 4-game lead now over the fourth place team.
But do you expect? Well, let's say they don't beat Orlando. They get Indiana at home and they win that one.
They get Indiana at home.
Let's say in your scenario,
they go to Orlando and win.
They go to Orlando. Yeah, no, they lose to Orlando.
Oh, if they lose to Orlando,
that's what I'm saying.
I think then that pretty much clinches the top 3 finish.
Yeah,
because you're 4 games up on Orlando, and I really don't see 5 wins in this whole season. No, I really don't. Now, they're playing better basketball. They really are. I mean...
Well, they were playing better basketball at points during the losing streak.
Boston notwithstanding, they played pretty well against Brooklyn.
Look, they try hard.
They beat Minnesota.
and that was the one. And,
well, they've won two. They beat Toronto two to end the 30 game. They've won two.
Okay, so they're 2-20.
No, they're 25. 2-27.
Okay,
2-27 since this run since began.
Okay,
so I mean, honestly, there's maybe four wins left in this year.
Sure, that's my number, and that gets you to what, 17? 17 wins overall, which is a nice, tidy number to get you in the top three.
Yeah, that's a really tidy number.
That's a nice number to get you
just
into
the top. I mean, we got to keep the watch going.
And doesn't it honor P.J. Tucker? Wasn't he 17 here or something? You honor P.J. Tucker?
Oh, Mario Ellie?
Yeah, you honor Mario multiple Ellie. Rockets
yeah.
like that. Win yep. your 17 games, and hopefully you land in the top three. And for some people's hopes, you're not forced into taking Cade Cunningham because you maybe get the second or third pick. You can take Jalen Suggs if that's who.
Well,
so
I
choose.
Hope they don't get the first pick and take.
You
and
know, give, the first and, pick will pretty much be guaranteed to be Cade Cunningham. So
yeah, I don't. We don't need that.
Yeah. So if you don't want Cade Cunningham, you don't want to finish first.
Hmm. Sam Darnold's going to Carolina. I think it's going to be really good. I think Sam Darnold is. He's 23 years old. He's been in a whole. This will be his third head coach. Mm-hmm. It'll be. He's going to get.
Away from Adam Gase, which yes. is what I feel like most important. And Joe Brady should do some good things with him.
Joe Brady should be able to, I mean.
Do they give him the job, or do they make him compete with Teddy Bridgewater?
I think he competes, but I think he wins the job.
Because you kind of know Teddy has a ceiling, even though Teddy Bridgewater was better than Sam Darnold last year. You kind of figure, that's what you kind of know what, feel like yeah. you know what Teddy Bridgewater is. You hope that Adam Gase was so bad. And we've seen other offensive players get away from him and become better players, that you can do the same.
Well, all this smoke around, they want to get Deshaun, they yeah. trade for...
They know.
Teddy's got to know.
He was a he's a placeholder.
I guess they're not that into me.
No, he was a placeholder for a year because they wanted somebody who was at least competent in the first year there. And now you see, okay, let's look for an upgrade. And with Deshaun's issues, they don't want to go there. You try for Darnold. And you see how that works out. Although Darnold does it mean you don't take a quarterback? I guess it does. And then if he's not good, there's not really the quarterback situation next year in the draft ain't the same. We'll see who shows up and who develops this year. But you're missing out as far as if you go into next year's draft hoping for a quarterback.
Well, the Jets better love Zach Wilson, and Zach Wilson better he better step up and be a lot better than Sam Darnold, because what you could have gotten for that number two overall pick this year compared to what Zach Wilson will bring to the table, he better play well. I'm not convinced that Zach Wilson is better than Sam Darnold.
I'm not either, and you think what the Dolphins were able to get before they traded some of it away to get to with Philly to move back up in the draft to get one of the pass catchers, you don't think San Francisco could have, you don't think the Jets could have wrangled that out of San Francisco
yeah.
or more, because it's one pick higher and you're getting allegedly the better quarterback in yeah. Zach Wilson if they wanted him?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they could have gotten multiple first rounders and maybe a third extra, but they're all in on Zach Wilson, which will be, he's another one-hit wonder, one-year wonder that yep. you're banking on.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure. If you know, better coaching, better players around Sam Darnold, I'll take him over Zach Wilson right now.
We know who.
And you gave up was a sixth rounder this year, a second rounder, and a fourth rounder for a guy who came out of college. Now maybe he's ruined. Maybe he's been David Card. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. Or maybe with good coaching and good players around him, maybe He's going to be able to show his full potential finally.
He will turn 24 in June. So in a different scenario, I mean, he would be considered old in this scenario, but he could have been just coming out. Like maybe he had redshirted and stayed all maybe 3 to 4 yeah. years. He would just be coming out at this time as opposed to being in the league since 2018. So I don't think the Sam Darnold story is over. And if you just look at past history, I mean, Ryan Tannehill was under Adam Gase for years, and then he got away from him and got a running game, and all of a sudden he becomes a productive, not a great player, but a productive NFL quarterback. Think Sam Darnold can't be Ryan Tannehill in a better situation?
Look at Doug Williams. Look at Rich Gannon. Look at, I mean, guys that got out of bad situations. The Jets, as much crap as we give the Texans, which where they are now, yeah. the Jets have been, you know, Cleveland Brown bad.
Yeah, leading up to 2020, before the disaster that was that, the Bill O'Brien thing, the trades, and then now Deshaun, the Jets were far worse of an organization than the Texans.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yes. No. They've been terrible. Awful. The Adam Gase years, that era.
And even before, I think Todd Bowles had one winning season, and they were bad other than that. So it's been a long time.
They don't have a draft pick on their team. Did you see that? They don't have a first round draft pick on their team since
Mekhi Becton, their latest pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they traded. Well, they either got Leonard Williams gone.
Yeah.
You know, Jamal Adams gone. Yeah. They're a dumpster.
That's first round picks. That Rich Cimini put out a tweet yesterday. First, they're the last 10 years first round draft picks. I mean, it has been just awful.
I got him pulled up.
Well, they got Quentin Williams.
Yeah, he's still there. Sam Darnold.
No, from 2018, Sam Darnold, Jamal Adams, Darren Lee, Leonard Williams, Calvin Pryor, Sheldon Richardson, Dean Milner.
Was a bust.
Quentin Copels, Muhammad Wilkerson. He was a nice guy. I mean, and then you're going back to 2011. So
yeah,
how many guys are on?
Yeah.
But I mean, all of those guys that they just had to get rid of.
Didn't give second contracts to.
Yeah. No, none of them.
I mean, Leonard Williams.
So none of these guys actually from right now, zero second contracts for any of those guys, including the guys they still have on their team.
Yeah, we'll see. Mekhi Becton looks like a player, but we'll see how that goes moving forward. And Quentin Williams, too, that's a guy you'd think they want to lock in, but who knows? Maybe he'll get tired of losing and go, nah. You maybe franchise tag him for a year if he doesn't want to come to an agreement. Maybe he wants out. We'll see. They have a new coach and a new direction, but yeah, it's clear the Jets have stunk. And Sam Darnold was in one of the worst positions of any young quarterback in football, playing for a guy who hasn't developed one quarterback, and it's kind of let's be clear, a bad coach. And you look at his record of offenses, he doesn't create great offenses. So he's in a Carolina. He's got a nice, young, talented coordinator. We'll see what happens.
Going back to 2010, Kyle Wilson or Mark Sanchez, even Dustin Keller. Did he get a second contract? Vernon Golston got a second contract, right?
Did he? He was terrible, wasn't he? No, he did not.
He did not get a second contract. No, he was terrible.
Nick Mangold, but that's 2006.
Darrell Revis.
Yeah.
You have to go back to Darrell Revis.
And he was out by 2012. He was drafted in 2007 and was out by 12. So
long? That was 6 years, though. He got a second deal.
Yeah, but did he? How long was the deal if he's out?
He
tore his ACL, and then he got traded.
He got traded.
Yeah.
So that going all the way back to 2007, since they've had a second contract on the first rounder.
Well, explains why they've been so bad.
Oh, my goodness. That can't be worse. That cannot, is impossible to be worse, no? Wow. Anyway, 1027 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, Well, if you haven't heard Texans news on the other side, what the Texans think about the Deshaun Watson situation.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, Deshaun Watson, Cal came out and he said, "We take this very seriously, and we are, and blah, 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 blah. We will continue to commit resources to prevent abusive behaviors from occurring." Okay, they did all the text and stuff. We want to assure you that we take this very, all that stuff. They did all that stuff. Here's what Mike Florio said, though. There's a good chance Watson won't play at all in 2021. Odds are better he plays or doesn't play. a good chance, I think, Florio is saying that the odds are better he doesn't play.
I think considering the likelihood of this not being settled, unless Deshaun just says, hey, how much do you guys want? Let's get this over with. And then the NFL has to get involved. And then there's a criminal investigation that's now started.
Yeah.
I think I side with Florio. That the NFL may just put him on the exempt list and go, look, until all of this is figured out, you're not playing. And then we'll give you a punishment ourselves.
Well, this is punishment. You're not playing.
Yeah.
You're not playing.
I mean, just keep him away from training camps and practices, and then at some point they're going to have to make a decision.
There's a chance he'll miss multiple seasons if the league decides that he won't be permitted to play until the civil cases are resolved.
Oof.
Is why, through the grapevine, you know, Lance has heard that maybe, you know, he's going to try to get all of these resolved before the summer. Which, I mean, that's going to be awfully difficult, but there are a lot of work to be done, mm-hmm. a lot of negotiating to be done.
I wonder what we've seen Busby's side of the story, that this is about protecting women, and you can start to talk about whether you believe it or if it's more about money. But I wonder if women will ask for him to publicly apologize. You know, he probably would want a settlement that's kept quiet. What if some women are like, no, what I want from you is an apology, a public one, for what you are settling on. I wonder if that's something that comes into play.
Probably could be. There's also a chance now that a criminal investigation has commenced that he'll eventually be charged and convicted of crimes that could derail, if not end, his football career. I think that's a long shot.
The one we've heard about, actually, we haven't heard inside what the actual allegation is. We'd have to know, like, if it's a forcible oral sex thing, then if you can somehow prove that happened, then sure. But if it's, hey, he tried to guide my hand someplace, which is illegal, I don't know if he sees jail time for that.
Yeah, no. It would have to be the forced oral. That's the one that could possibly get him. And these women that called immediately after, they're going to pose a problem. I think the best chance is that, you know, the best chance is he gets suspended at least some games. Next is he gets suspended for the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Next is he multiple seasons. Next is convicted of crimes.
A settlement guarantees a suspension, right? We think the NFL might keep him on the exempt list, possibly if nothing is settled. But if he settles, the NFL is not letting him play at least for a good amount of games, right? Like if it's determined,
yes, he's still going to have to sit.
Yeah,
yeah. Even with, oh, hey, I did look, it's settled. There's no, that's all. I didn't get no charge. You're sitting.
Yeah,
yeah, he's going to sit. Yeah. There's no question he's going to sit. But now it opens up the question. Now that Carolina has its quarterback situation, what looks like it might be filled. The Jaguars look like they're going to be filled. They will be filled for at least the next 5 years. Looking at teams for at least the next 5 years. The Jets with Zach Wilson. The 49ers are going to get probably Mac Jones. Whoever gets Trey Lance, they're not going to be in the market for Deshaun. Whoever gets Justin Fields won't be in the market.
That's five quarterbacks in the first round.
That's five.
So at least five quarterback hungry teams will be off the market.
So yeah. Yes. And quarterback hungry teams right now, well, San Francisco, they're going to be one of the teams that draft him. Washington is a quarterback hungry team.
They won't be off the market.
They're not going to be off the market. The Eagles are not possibly, but as of right now, not off the market.
Not. Jalen Hurts will have to prove himself.
The Broncos?
They could be one who drafts one or not. We'll have to see how everything falls.
The Saints need a long-term solution at quarterback. The Buccaneers need a long-term solution at quarterback.
The Bears.
Guys that they have. Well, the Falcons need a long-term solution at quarterback. Bears need a long-term solution at quarterback. I think the Vikings need a long-term solution at quarterback.
Yeah, unless Kirk Cousins finesses them into another deal.
The Steelers need a long-term solution at quarterback.
Yeah.
So there's still teams out there.
There are teams out there.
There are still teams out there. Despite the fact that, you know, that these five are coming off the board.
There always are going to be some teams, and particularly, I feel like the Eagles are the best chance for the Texans to get what they think they could get. Let's say the Jalen Hurts thing doesn't work out very well. I've pointed out before, and Carson Wentz plays enough that he gets that second rounder turns into a first rounder. That's an Eagle team that after the season may say to themselves, man, we need a guy. The Deshaun thing is settled, and they just so happen to have three first-round picks in 2022.
Let's go get them.
That's the team that you have to look to and go, look, if there's a team that needs a quarterback and still thinks they're a quarterback away from winning.
As long as all of this is solved by them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It would have to be solved. There have to be certainly some distance where the Eagles can fade. Look, he's done the work, that whole phrase that you gets thrown out there. And then they're standing there saying, hey, the Jalen Hurts thing didn't work. Let's go get a guy who's been repentant and has allegedly proven that he's a different man, and we got all the firepower we need. That would be the best bet for the Texans. You can do a lot of damage in one draft with three first-round picks. You don't even have to use them all. You could trade down and get extra picks. That's a team who may be in the market and may be in prime position if the Jalen Hurts thing doesn't work out.
Yep. Let's get Gabe in here. Masters week. Let's talk some golf with Gabe. What up, Gabe?
What up, Johnny G? What up, Dell? Love Masters Week, a tradition unlike any other. Johnny, had a question for you, man. What are the chances that Bryson can keep it together and maintain a top five finish this week?
I believe he can. We didn't think he could play at Wingfoot. He won that going away. We didn't think he could play at Sawgrass, and he was a top five finisher there. So far he hasn't played all that well at Augusta. Maybe it doesn't suit him, but I think we've seen Tiger overpower the course. We've seen Dustin. You know, we've seen the big bombers have, you know, when you got a shorter shot in at Augusta with those greens, you got to have the touch and the putting. And we've seen the putting at Bay Hill. I mean, he won at Bay Hill because of his putting, so I do believe that I like Bryson this week. I do. I mean, he has not played well there. I think you got to get comfortable at Augusta sometimes. And I think that he is going to be in the mix. I do. Okay. Obviously, Dustin is going to be a factor. Is going to be a big factor.
I got one more question for Dell.
Go ahead.
Dell, what are the chances that Borussia Dortmund and Liverpool get through to the next round of Champions League?
Liverpool has kind of bleeped off Premier League stuff. I would never discount the champion in that regard, because maybe they find their redemption in Champions League. Borussia Dortmund, I'm not sure about that one. I do like Liverpool though. I just think, hey, this is their saving grace for this particular campaign, and getting to advancing the Champions League final would be big for them. I'm less confident on Borussia though, on that one. But I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Man City is an incredible team. That's all I had to ask, man.
They are. They're the dominant force, and they might be next year too. But we'll see.
Is Borussia the best player in the game now?
Who?
Who's this guy? That is man plays for Man City. That's supposed to be
guy? Which
Kevin De Bruyne?
De Bruyne.
He's
not the best player in the game. He's very skilled, very talented. I mean, they're an all-star team. Most of these teams are like that, but they're ridiculous. Like, they're going to lose Aguero. He's going to move on, and he's one of their all-time greats. It's like, yeah, we got guys, and you're getting older. We don't want to pay you anymore. Move along. That's how good they are. They can say goodbye to one of their all-time greats who still has stuff left in the tank. They're one of the best teams in the world, and we'll see if they can prove in the Champions League.
I'm looking at their schedule. That's all they do is win.
Yeah, they're dominant.
De Bruyne, is that how you pronounce
Kevin
it?
Kevin De Bruyne. He's Belgian.
I saw a play where he just thread the needle.
He's one of the better passers in the world.
Man.
I mean, the Americans would know him from the World Cup, that the one who won the extra time, the last time the U.S. was in the World Cup in 14. He was on that Belgian team with Lance's favorite, Lukaku. But yeah, he's one of the best in the world. And they play Dortmund.
I see a tie against West Ham for Man City and a tie against Leeds United. Otherwise, they win every game.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. They're
not on the same run that Liverpool was on last year, because Liverpool was like, they lost games, but they're on a run where people thought they might go undefeated in the season. They're not that, but nice. Yeah, they're first place by a mile. They're going to win the Premier League, and then they're trying to go for the double, go win the Premier League and then win Champions League. They got Borussia Dortmund today, first leg, but we got a long way to go. Quarterfinals of Champions League. You can watch that stuff. Nah, I won't tell you. It's not ESPN, so I won't tell you what it is, since John's in that family, the Disney family. It's on a different network.
Yeah.
You can find it someplace if you'd like.
No one needs to know that network.
No.
That's not part of the Disney family. It's
no.
Out.
You're damn less high. Money for Mickey.
Gabe, good call, except for all that soccer stuff.
I appreciate you, Gabe. I'm glad you awoken me after the Master stuff.
You woke
Talk
now?
Talk about some real stuff. Me and Coca-Cola woke, John.
You're woke now.
Yeah.
Woke-a-Cola.
Woke-a-Cola.
That's what Lamont calls them. Woke-a-Cola.
Them and Delta. Delta got after Georgia, too. Delta was like, hey, or I think Delta got after the MLB, too. That's another reason they pulled that game out of there, because Delta was like, hey, guys, you wanna do something about this? So it wasn't just Coke.
Hey, stay in your lane, Woke-a-Cola.
Well, they are in their lane. The money did the talking.
Bad for, politically, I don't know. I don't care.
It does suck for the city.
It does suck for the city. It just sucks for the city. They were expecting an all-star game. They're going to get all those people there. Mm-hmm. All these businesses that have been hurting all this time, expecting to get,
I like how Lamont made the joke and people are going after Coke. This happened in Arizona for the Super Bowl. They took a Super Bowl away from that state because of the MLK thing, right?
They took the NBA All-Star game out of Charlotte.
Yeah, I just mentioned them because that's so far back. I know the Charlotte thing, you can attribute to wokeness too. But this one happened, in the 90s when I was a kid?
Yeah.
This ain't new that leagues will respond to pressure. Now, the Masters that were just mentioned, we ain't doing nothing. You guys can say whatever you like. We will do what we want.
No, the Masters.
The Masters
don't.
Is impervious.
Oh, like
to
we're going
to
move it out of Georgia.
Yeah, the Masters is impervious. They don't care. They're like, shut up.
Yeah. All right, 10:43, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational benefiting Kids Meals Houston. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages, lunch from Uberitos, 18 holes of golf, and a quick, socially distant dinner and award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com.
Helen Mirren says she chased away a bear, while quarantining in Nevada. Do you think a bear would be afraid of Helen Mirren?
Bears can be a little skittish. And she is one of the greatest actors of all time. I could see the bear showing her the respect of leaving her alone. I wonder what she did. She just scream and get big and rah, and that was enough for the bear? I don't know. I feel like the bear was like,
what else?
Knock it off. I'm not going to.
I know you're hot for a 70-year-old, but.
I don't think the bear thinks that way.
The bear might.
Why would the bear think that way?
How do you know the bear's like, not like, why, you know,
you
she's pretty hot, I'm not doing, I'll be
you think
I'll
bears
be,
are
leave.
Attracted to human beings in that way?
Could well be. I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I
did you ever see what the gorilla did to the guy in Trading Places?
No.
Okay.
Was that a real gorilla or someone dressed up as a gorilla?
It was someone dressed up.
Okay.
No, it was the real gorilla. And then the guy was, they put a gorilla outfit on him.
It was a little mix up. And then
did
some stuff.
So the real gorilla was turned on by him.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure.
Okay. Yes. An Iowa man was on a police chase, Dell, on a riding lawnmower. Do you think that would be the best way to avoid police?
No. It feels like you're limited by the horsepower in the lawnmower. I've always thought a police chase, if I was ever involved in one, I go find a mall with in one of those covered structures, drive in there and try to hide. That's always been my plan if I ever get caught, but not using a lawnmower to escape. That seems like something that'll end very poorly for me or that person. Seems an easy, the police would be like, could walk along the way and go, what are you doing? They could jog, hit you with their baton and knock you off and be the end for you. You think they laughed? I would be laughing in the car.
I would too. Yeah. And I would get the story out to everybody like us today.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, did you hear? Apparently, his phone number was among the leaked data of 533 million Facebook users. And a security researcher confirmed that Zuckerberg uses Signal app, which is not Facebook.
Of course he wouldn't use his own stuff. He's got better. He would have access to better stuff.
It's a chat app that has end-to-end encryption. Is it owned by Facebook?
And he knows that that app is better than what he provides. Of course, that doesn't surprise me at all. I bet you, I'm going to bet you, shockingly, that, you know, people who make food products who are probably don't even eat their own food products. Like, I'm not eating this trash. I give this to the poor.
Well, yeah, but don't you think you ought to snack on some of your stuff too?
No.
No?
You know, like, why does a person who, why does Hostess need to keep, the person who runs that place need to eat Twinkies? You know what they taste like. And you know,
well,
they're
but
bad for you.
Is Facebook Twinkies or is Facebook?
It's kind of the Twinkies.
A steakhouse.
It's kind of Twinkies.
What?
You've seen the people on there. It's Twinkies.
That's gross. Egypt's first female ship captain. She's fearing for her career.
Why is that, John?
Well, she's been blamed falsely for the Suez Canal blockage.
Because she's a woman.
Because she's a woman. She was aboard a vessel 200 miles away. She's like, hey. Well, probably
I
your
don't
fault.
Take no orders from no woman, by
See?
The way.
A captain?
All of those people, all those guys on that ship are probably like...
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Probably. Hey, get beat it.
Oh. Do you think maybe she did cause it from 200
miles I don't
away?
Think. I don't think she had...
I mean, honestly.
If the reporting is true, I don't believe she has anything to do with it. I just think it's a lot of guys saying this.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Don't you think that...
No, maybe, I told
would,
you.
What would Raheel say about this story?
Well, is she a Katie driver is what he
is
would
she
ask
from
first.
Katie?
That's what he would ask first.
Apparently, there was... Speaking of water, apparently, there was a scare in Mount Bay outside of England. Apparently, they thought that there was a sinister, huge and sinister submarine. Turned out that it was a Dutch submarine, and they were just enjoying barbecue. Outside of England? Is that where you're going? Don't you think you should come here to Galveston?
Seems like a poor place for barbecue.
Don't you think you should come here?
I wouldn't go to Wisconsin for fish and chips. I go over there, yeah. And I'm not going there for barbecue.
I don't know. An Ontario woman was forced to pay $3,458 hotel quarantine bill for a one-night stay after returning to Canada from her father's funeral. Do you think that $3,458 is a little expensive for a hotel room? What did you get with that?
What's in the hotel room?
I don't know. It better be something good.
Is there Coke in the hotel room?
When we get there to check in, all of a sudden our price went up from $369 per night to $769. They knew there were three of us. And then her credit card was charged $3,458.
Isn't that
seems excessive.
The excessive or unexpected charge is always a kick in the stomach. I would have used a different terminology, but the kids might be out there.
Nuts.
Yeah, it always hurts. Like, I went to Home, I had to buy a lot of stuff from Home Depot. And usually when there's a false charge, it's from a Lowe's or Home Depot. And I always check. Sometimes it's like a $200 charge from a place I didn't go to. I'm like, what the hell? You got to cancel your card. It's look, I don't have a lot of problems. That's my biggest problem. I hate that.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, a woman found out that her son's bride turns out is her long-lost daughter. She apparently saw the birthmark on her new daughter-in-law's hand, which was similar to the one on her lost daughter's hand. Mm. So her son married her daughter. Do you think...
What's your question?
Do you think that sons and daughters should marry, Dell? What do you think should be done?
Well, I don't think they should marry. I think they should keep their affair secret, have three kids who almost all ascend to the throne, and then two of them, then all three die, and then they die together when a dragon burns down the city.
That's what you want to
happen. That's what I think should happen.
Isn't that in Japan? Is this China? This is China.
I don't know where it is. I was talking about Westeros.
Oh, in Westeros.
Yeah.
Oh, that dragon.
Yeah, that dragon.
I thought you were talking about Godzilla.
No, I was talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Do you think a brother and a sister are doing stuff?
They don't get married. They keep a secret. Yeah. And then when some young child sneaks in on them, they would push that child out of a four-story window. And that child eventually becomes king at the end of the series.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you think that should
happen. That's how I think every one of those situations should go.
A Louisiana lawmaker, apparently, he's filed a bill making it potentially illegal to teach about racism and sexism. He says the bill promotes equality in education system so that racists and sexists should have equal opportunity in education.
It's an interesting approach.
It's different.
I mean,
but it doesn't surprise me.
It's unique.
In Baton Rouge.
Well, we know Louisiana doesn't have a great track record for the educational system.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you win in football games, that's all that really matters in that state.
Yeah, that's all. No, especially in that city.
Well, that's particularly Baton Rouge.
Yeah. So
I would say that person should have rethought their way of thinking. But hey, you're playing to your constituents, and if it passes, I guess you're on the right side.
Hey, Dell, Superman has been voted the most hated superhero movie franchise of all time. Do you agree?
Well, there have been a lot of trash ones recently. They're not just talking about the Christopher Reeve ones. They're talking about everything since.
Yeah.
Well, there have been some bad ones. I mean, I get it. Iron Man's great. Thor, well, the last Thor was good.
You don't like any of them, do you?
No, I like Marvel. But we're talking about, like...
I thought this was DC.
Yeah, you said worst superhero franchise of all time, movie franchise of all time. When you compare them to, like, Spider-Man and all the other ones, it's pretty bad if you look at the most recent ones. They don't do Superman very well. It's the same story over and over again.
Yeah.
They're not great. I get it. It's one of the most beloved characters, but it hasn't been done in movies well for, like, maybe 30
years.
Batman
was second. DC Extended Universe third. Wolverine, X-Men. The most loved superhero movie franchises?
Marvel.
The Incredibles.
Oh. A cartoon.
Guardian of the Galaxy is second. Captain America, Avengers, and then Deadpool.
Deadpool is really well liked. Ryan Reynolds does a good job.
Yeah,
with
he
those.
Does. We're
and
done.
And he's married to Blake Lively, which you would like.
Something about Blake Lively. I don't know what it is.
I think you know what it is. Don't act like you don't know.
We're done. Time for Charlie Pulido next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great day.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.